In the name of Jesus, amen. So we are going through the children's toys and thinning them out. It's usually an annual event in which my wife and I attempt to carry out in secrecy, but inevitably the children see what we are up to and intervene, objecting to our choices of designated things that go to the resell it shop, or if broken or disgusting, to the trash bin. "But I love that toy," cries out one. "You haven't played with it for years," replies reasonable parent. "Well, I would have if I hadn't forgotten about it." And on it goes. So many toys, so many things. Almost all of them gifts, Christmas and birthday gifts mostly, some from us, many, many from the grandparents, the loudest and most annoying from my brother. Can't wait till you have kids, Jason. We engage in the annual purging of the playthings for two main reasons. One, just to manage mess and to keep from drowning. But the second, and most important, is our effort to teach our children, perhaps vainly, a certain detachment from these gifted gadgets. Many of them will break or wear out or get lost. And even if they remain, the children will outgrow them in the end. The brightly colored baby Einstein bendy ball with a rattle inside that so captivated them as infants just collects dust now. And so it will go with all the stuffed bears and transformers and trains and plastic dinosaurs. But in the meantime, our mantra to the kids has been, toys are tools. Toys are tools for playing with people. It's my wife's idea, but I got the alliteration part going. "Give me that. No, it's mine. He's not sharing. She's not playing fair." When these echo throughout our house, then we require the recitation of the mantra memorized by all and mumbled in unison, "Toys are tools." And we explain it again. It's not toys themselves that are important. It's people that are important. Toys are just tools to help you play with your brothers and sisters and friends. And when the toys become more important than people, when they get in the way of having fun with others or enjoying your play companion, then the toy turns tyrant, the plaything an oppressor, then this birthday gift, against its intention and purpose, brings division instead of unity, discord instead of friendship, selfishness instead of sharing, conflict instead of community. You all know what I'm talking about, don't you? Not just kids, but Corinth. Not just children, but the church. Paul is amazed and overwhelmed with thanksgiving that God has granted the church in Corinth such a fullness of spiritual gifts, not lacking in anything, he says, gifts of knowledge and eloquence, faith, healing, miracles, prophecy, various kinds of tongues, interpretation of tongues, and on the list went. Paul exclaimed, "Already you have all you want. Already you have become rich. Without us you have become kings." In contrast to Paul and the other apostles who remained destitute, persecuted, suffering, the church in Corinth is like a child of a millionaire father who dotes on her, giving her everything she could ever need or want. But in this blessedness, in this inundation of gifts, the people of Corinth boast and they brag. They quibble and they quarrel. They puff themselves up and they put others down. They withhold and they hold over. Earlier, Paul remembered how at the very beginning he said, I could not address you as spiritual people, but as infants in Christ. I fed you with milk, not solid food, for you were not ready for it. And even now, you are not ready. Like children, they claim the gifts for their own. Mine. Not sharing with the whole body, for building up one another. Happy with their own pile of cool spiritual gizmos and gadgets, they assert to others who have less, I have no need of you. Corinth seems to embody the bumper sticker, he who dies with the most toys wins. Now, I know all of this sounds very odd and strange, that you are all having difficulty seeing any similarities between the church in Corinth and the church today. Hardly ever do we hoard the treasures that God has given us at the expense of others in the body of Christ. When it comes to the church today, I know that we all play nice. But do try to at least pretend with me that there may be some point of relevance. So what does Paul say to all of this? Enough! You have shown me all these gifts, but even more so all these divisions. Let me show you a more excellent way. There is one gift that cannot be abused as the others. There is one gift that you cannot hoard, you cannot possess, you cannot use to divide and to tear down. It will not break. It doesn't grow tired. It doesn't grow weary or old. It does not wear out, but continually supports, continually trusts, continually hopes, persists without limits, without exhaustion. It's love. And love never ends. And love is not this common, squishy, sentimental thing that we hear that's often wasted in wedding sermons and on slow dances. It's an eternal gift that has entered into our lives from the eternal God, from the last days, through the eschatological inbreaking of God's beloved Son. And in his life and death, he embodied this love, bearing burdens without limit, faithful without wavering, hoping without despairing, suffering all things. The Via Crucis is the Via Caritatis. The way of the cross is the way of love. And it is a love that conquers even death itself. And yet, this eternal, inexhaustible gift is already here among us. Baptized into Christ, love is embodied in his body, the church. And though we've been given many other gifts, it's love that binds them all together for the building up of the body. Love makes toys tools, and gifts of the spirits, instruments for service. When I was a child, I spoke like a child, I thought like a child, I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I gave up childish ways. Well, the fullness of our growth in Christ is not yet here. In many ways, as we await our Lord's return, we are still children. But even a child can love. As another apostle put it so well, little children, love one another. Amen. The peace of God which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.